This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
We open up on the morning. It is a part of Europe. It is a cloudy morning, cloudy day. As we pan down and see a little village, people running around. Oh, and no intro this week. People running around. People in the chat are asking. People running around, selling their goods, waking up, making coffee, treating each other well and neighborly.
Eggs expensive.
Very.
They have to squeeze it out of a chicken.
Eggs are very expensive. When you suddenly hear screaming from a hut near the end of the village, people start running out and coming. What's happening? What's happening? What is going on? When suddenly on top of the hut, black smoke enwraps the hut. Ooh. A beam coming down from the sky as landing on top of the hut. And you all know her. Grindela, Witch of the North.
Oh no.
Scourge of every town.
Scourge of
and
the town.
Every village.
Grindela?
Grindela. Constantly on the search for a new heir and constantly kidnapping the young women in the town to try and find one. Ooh. So as the village is coming out, and Grindela is standing on top of this hut, she walks over to the chimney, swoops right in, as you would imagine Santa Claus can apparently do.
Santa Claus, what's that?
Swoops right into the chimney, and the town elders come running out. They run into the house. They open the door. Black smoke, but empty. Grindela has succeeded in kidnapping young Martha.
Not young Martha.
Did you say Martha?
Daughter of older Martha.
Martha.
You know,
Martha.
Batman and Superman's mother. But young.
Daughter of older Martha.
Progeny. So old Martha's upset right now.
Old Martha is buying eggs. She's not currently home. She's going to have to be told about it later.
Oh, I don't want to deliver that news.
We cut to the afternoon as the town has gathered in the town square. The mayor standing there saying, "We have to do something. Does anybody have a plan? Anybody?" People are coming out, the hustle and bustle. And this is when we first meet Belfast Brinwater.
Brinwater.
Local part-time necromancer.
Yes, I'm a freelance necromancer. I am here to help.
The mayor looks, "Belfast!"
Yes, that is my name. Hello, Mayor. Do you require my services?
How can you be trusted? Aren't you not a dealer in the dark arts?
Just because I'm a dealer in the dark arts does not mean that I cannot be bought for a price.
What? That's a good point.
I will consider this.
Consider this.
As people look around, they're like, what?
As if I will help you for the good. As long as we can sign a contract and you are on a net 30.
I am. This town works in net 30, and I promise you, you will get paid within that net 30. And then if you don't, feel free to come to us and speak up.
Oh, we're unionized.
Then you will have my
we
services.
We are a union. I'm the mayor. That was my big platform. Where were you? Where were you when I was running?
I was drunk.
Griselda. Or Grizzly, as people know her in the town. Local town drunk.
You know who could replace young Martha? The giant replacement baby hashtag character.
Oh my god.
Oh no. It was a matter of time.
So, Griselda, who has only just woken up, despite the fact that it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
What time is it?
Oh, the mayor looks and shakes his head.
Hashtag Spawn Cheswick, the squire with two left hands. He longs to be a knight, even though no one thinks someone with two left hands can ever be a knight.
Oh,
I love Cheswick.
Don't look at me like that, Mayor. You would have liked it last night. You know that I'm singing a different tune.
What?
What?
You were singing a different tune last night when I walked by your mayoral home.
Are you winking or do you have a tick?
It's my eyes hurt.
Because it's that bright.
It's a literally bright loud on
here. Did you say it's a little early? It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I don't know. Something interrupted my sleep. There was a large...
I think it might have been the town chatter.
I don't know. There was a boom. It was a terrible nightmare.
That happened hours ago. The witch showed up.
The witch!
The witch!
That bitch!
Everyone in the town. Whoa. The priest is like.
Those are very strong words to use. You know that she is always listening.
The mayor looks around. Would anybody else go on this journey? He looks over and he sees local wizard Cordato.
I will go. Yes.
This Belfast woman, do you trust her? You both work in the art of magic.
I don't trust anyone who uses the dead for their own ends, but. She's got a 1099 and a net 30.
Well, you're on salary. You work in the town.
Right.
We salaried you.
Yeah. Thankfully, I mean,
we salaried.
I was doing enough
after hours.
By the way,
have you taken your lunch break yet?
No.
Oh, you better get me with that.
It's an emergency situation.
Oh, you're right.
All the time.
I shall agree to waive my right to a meal break.
All right, you all saw that. You all are witnessing.
And I shall say, all of my papers are in order, and the dead are people, too.
Yes, well,
they just want to work and make a living like the rest of us.
What was that?
I sneezed out loud in my mouth.
Oh, sounded violent.
But at the same time, she also said they're dead and they want to make a living, and it was brilliant.
That's all anybody could ask for, I
It was brilliant.
Chad demands it. I'm just the messenger. Make up and sing a theme song to blood-curdling tales of terror, hashtag song.
I know, the mayor looks around. I know what will make us all feel better.
Huh?
A jaunty tune.
Oh, yeah! This is my forte!
It's time for blood-curdling tales of terror. Blood-curdling tales of terror. Hell of a story. We only have 2 hours, but the chatter.
Blood-curdling tales of terror.
This probably won't get gift, but that's okay. We have another show right after this.
Blood-curdling tales of terror. Blood-curdling tales of terror.
Ding.
And we have a Chadwick. It's still Chadwick. The mayor's like, I feel better. Old Martha's looking around like, why is there no plan to save my daughter?
We had to sing first, Martha.
Damn it.
And Belfast goes up to old Martha and strokes the side of her face.
Oh.
We shall save your daughter. And I shall see you soon, old Martha.
I'm 42.
There's more life after this. A 42, then I wish to see you sooner than usual, because it's medieval times.
Oh, yes, I'm quite elderly. My favorite food is prunes.
My favorite food is prunes.
That's all I can keep down. I have cancer.
Oh, after your demise, the world should open for you.
Hashtag character finish evil for both. Dies for crew lady 6 and I feel Elephant should return as a familiar to
elephant.
Witch. Baby elephant with wings instead of ears if you forgot.
Oh, Abel. So, okay, Abel Kane will be making an appearance.
Whoa.
And baby elephants.
Wow.
Belephant was a hero. Yeah.
Belephant was a good one.
Belephant was a real hero.
Cast so far. Really? Yeah.
By the way, have we reached our first goal?
Blood curdling tales of
terror. We're almost there.
Don't sing for free, you fool.
Very close. Very, very close. Very
close. Fantastic.
I'll sing anytime, Mayor. I'll know where the witch bitch lives. I'll go there.
Okay, with the language.
But Mayor, I do have to say, our pockets might be loud.
Hashtag character. It's the ancient ancestor of the Toblerone, Sir Cadbury of Crim Egg.
Oh.
And that will hit our first goal?
That's always a good trope. Like, it's Marty McFly's great-great-grandpa. It's the same actor with a mustache.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty make. All right. And we have reached our first goal, so sign quest!
Oh, already!
He hasn't even been introduced. Well, you three, and a moment, sir! So the man looks around and goes,
Well, you three look like you're ready to go on an adventure, but before you do, we need to find the prince. Side quest number one, find the prince.
All right. He's kind of a wiener.
Is he not?
Hashtag character Cadbury Egg. She is now a princess and has a new man, Lord Wright Twix. What will Toblerone think of this now? Is he not usually cowering?
So, sorry, one moment. So we do have, I will sell Sir Cadbury of Cream Egg and Cadbury Egg. I will make two different characters. They will be distinctly different.
Good luck. I'm looking
forward to that one.
Fantastic.
So you were saying he usually hides with his mother, yes?
Yes, he's usually found cowering in a corner wherever his mother is.
Or sucking on my teeth.
Wow.
What?
Well, I'm
sucking on my teeth?
On my teeth.
Her teeth.
On her teeth.
On her teeth.
On my teeth. Tongue.
What did you just do?
The reproductive nipples, the things that lactate.
Oh my god.
Lactating glands.
Listen, just go find the fucking prince.
Alright.
Language!
Old Martha, like, looks at the two of you and goes, you're magic, can't you cure me?
Of cancer? No. That won't be possible for at least 1500 years.
The type of cure that I have is everlasting, and you shall never regret it.
She's gonna kill you and bring you back. It's not really a cure.
I figured that out. And the mayor looks to the man, to the prince.
Right, yes, all right.
Yes, we shall find the prince.
I don't see him on Grizzy's tit, so.
And all my teeth.
Teeth.
Teeth and kettle the same there.
Sorry, I got my vowels wrong.
So as you guys start making your way down, you see Chaswick attempting to be a knight.
I tried not to make eye contact.
Running up to Grizzly. Grizzly, hello! How are you? I'm standing 2 feet in front of you.
I can't see. It's too late in the day.
It's 4 o'clock.
I'm aware. You're aware of me.
I am aware of you. I'm constantly aware of you.
You're obsessed with me, Chaswick. Let's just be frank. All right. I can't be in a serious relationship with anybody.
Listen, a friend of mine told me the best advice ever is to invite someone you're interested in to watch you perform, and they'll be very impressed by what you're able to do. So I was wondering, would you want to come tonight to see me duel?
We have young Martha. Old Martha. Here's extremely old Martha. She's 309 years old versus the same hashtag character.
Chat.
So fucking great. They're so brilliant.
Extremely old Martha. Yeah.
Would you be willing to come and watch me duel tonight?
Chaswick, I've never seen anything more lame than you.
Have you ever seen a man do this?
He drops down and starts doing two left-hand push-ups, which look just like regular push-ups because it's all about the muscles right here.
Chaswick, get up and make a fool of yourself.
We're kind of busy, Chaswick.
With what?
Oh, cities, town stuff. The mayor sent us on it. It's boring. You don't want to be involved.
Oh, surely. I could be of help. I'm almost a knight.
Do you know where the prince is?
Oh, the prince? Yes. Surely. I wish to have court with him as well.
No, just tell us where he is. Don't
tell me how.
Down the hallway. Follow reluctantly after Chaz.
So Chaswick starts making his way down, and you see this like little hut in the middle of the village. Chaswick goes like walking up.
Who is it?
Your Majesty, it's Chaswick, the two-left-handed knight.
Leave me alone. I don't want to go out.
I cannot do that, Your Majesty. You are needed. Your people need you.
Chaswick, let me do it. Hey, princey baby.
Roll a d20.
18.
Ooh. 6, yep. Chaswick moves. He's like, my lady.
Does he tip his fedora while he does?
The goat throwing him alas, which as a character? His name is Greg, and some say he's God. Because the only one strong enough to throw a goat through the ceiling would be God.
Wow. Greg Goat Thrower will be making an appearance.
Ooh. Okay. That's a thing to watch.
Very strong. And he knocks on the door.
What? Who is it?
It's the woman who you pretend to be your mother.
Is this true?
Yes, this is.
Oh, go away! Go away, Griselda! I just want to see your horrid face!
Oh, that's not what you said last night!
Oh, goodness.
I was desperate!
As the front door opens and there stands really old Martha at 309 years old.
Hello? What did you say?
Hello, really old Martha. I am still waiting.
You gotta wait for everybody.
You tempestress.
You
keep on making me wait. One day. One day, really old Martha.
I hate you so much.
One day.
You crazy old bitch.
One day soon.
Oh my god. I can't wait to see you.
You make me randy, really old Martha.
The prince punches really old Martha.
Oh, get this, go away, old Martha. I can handle myself. Thank you. I have a friend after all. Oh, what do you want?
I undo the clasp of my bustier and go,
you have to come with us.
Stop.
Wait, when you open it up, two left hands go. No.
Don't touch me. I haven't consented.
Yeah, I'm so
super
sorry,
serious.
Right.
Super. High trauma here.
I'm not. I just want to go out. I don't want to see your bosom. I just wish to be alone. I don't. My father wants me to join this witch hunt.
Mathiat Prince, your playmate from childhood.
Young curse. 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 Matt is cursed to repeat everything Jessica says.
Oh my god.
All right, one moment. Let me put it on
what
the clock.
The fuck?
Let me get that.
Yes!
All right.
Well,
so
I can't.
This
I
gives
can't.
So much power.
I can't move the. I can't. I had to literally just say what.
Who cares?
Okay, great.
Oh, Martha can be your translator. But 10 minutes starting now.
Listen, baby Duke.
Listen, baby Duke.
You're gonna do as I say.
You're gonna do as I say.
No, you're gonna do as I say.
No, you're gonna do as I say. No.
Oh, Martha, all right. That, I hate you, Belmar.
Oh, really, old Martha. One day soon. I'm just telling you, really, old Martha. This will be a wrinkly skin shall we shall travel the world together.
Cordono, do you want to try and be like,
everyone pipe down for one moment. Young Martha has been kidnapped. It's our job to go get her.
My granddaughter.
Yes.
Yes,
really. Yes, oh, good to see you, really old Martha. How have you been?
Oh, really, you little old. Really
yes.
Old.
Yes.
I can't even eat fruits.
Oh, that's part aging.
Where'd my granddaughter go?
Well, that's what we have to find out.
Do you understand that you shouldn't even have granddaughters being this age and where we live now?
I don't know what to tell you.
You little
Stats are an average, you know. There's always outliers.
It sounds like you're gonna need some transportation.
Yes.
Please take my baby elephant Bellafonte.
Oh!
The camera goes over. You see, like, playing in the little lake next to the town, throwing mud on its back, is Bellafonte.
Wow.
Oh, it's dirty!
Oh, it's dirty!
we'll just scrub it down. It's in water. Also, why do you care if it's dirty?
I gotta keep my prized possessions clean.
I gotta keep my prized possessions clean.
And walk in next up to the elephant is Greg the goat thrower putting his goats in the water to clean them.
Greg!
He looks over. Gordoro!
Greg! Well met.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are the goats this morning?
Good. The goats are throwing today.
Throwing them high.
Yeah.
Did you create any humans today?
What?
You mean have I fucked anybody?
No. There's a rumor that you're God.
Oh!
But also, have you?
What a way to put it! Did I take off the Jimmy hat? Anyway.
So you are a goat thrower. Are there any goats that you no longer acquire because they are dead?
Jacqueline!
Can I have Jacqueline?
I don't give a shit.
Jacqueline's dead?
She threw her a little too high. Well, a little too high, and the roof was concrete.
Oh, no!
That was on me!
Belfast wants to reanimate Jacqueline.
Please do!
To then be able to ride Jacqueline.
Yes, she was a good goat.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow? So.
Griselda, how are you?
So I reanimated the goat, now I ride it.
What's his name?
What's his name?
No role needed.
Greg.
Greg!
Greg!
Your Majesty.
Greg!
Greg!
You're looking pretty hot!
You're looking very hot!
Pretty hot!
Pretty hot!
Oh, why? Just because I'm in this tank top, ripped enough to throw a goat, and I'm by water, so the tank top's all wet and stuck to my face.
That's exactly what I'm talking about!
That's exactly what I'm talking about!
I mean, in temperature!
I mean, in temperature!
What is your problem,
what
child
What is your problem,
boy?
Child boy?
I'm not a child
I'm
boy!
I'm not a child, you're a child boy!
Old Martha comes running out. He's been cursed by the witch! The witch put a curse on him!
I can make sure that you're
from
never
from afar?
Cursed.
Why are we talking about
this? I can make sure that
you got a curse on him!
I'm
just
telling you, I can
if the witch can curse from this far away, we're in real trouble.
I know the witch!
I know the witch!
No, I know the witch!
No, I know the witch!
I know the witch!
I know the witch!
I disagree, everyone knows the witch!
Everyone knows the witch!
We're all aware of the witch!
Yep. Grindela, Witch of the North, Scourge of every town.
Take Belafont!
And Greg's like, take my dead goat.
Thank you. It's now reanimated.
Thank you, Craig.
Oh! Describe the reanimation to me.
So, utilizing the powers of the Necroforce.
Ooh!
Belfast Brinewater has a... There's this green energy that swirls around her and in through her eyes and then just penetrates the ghost. Making it bigger and gnarlier. Full ram horns come out into this like this epic goat battering steed. And it can talk.
My name is
Jacqueline.
That's right.
What'd you say your name was?
Jacqueline.
Okay.
It's the undead version.
Whatever, you're dead, you have agency now.
Is that how it goes?
Yep, in this time, you better believe it.
Friends, do you wish to ride Belafont, or do you wish to ride Bitch on Jack-o'-lantern? Which is behind me. That's like
I
a
thought
term.
You said witch, I got scared.
Oh, I thought you were going to say witch, I got scared.
I'm gonna ride the dirty elephant.
I'm gonna ride the dirty elephant!
Very well, Prince.
So you both get on this wet, muddy elephant.
Oh.
It's getting mud all
over. I'm gonna gird my loins.
Why don't I just conjure a saddle? I'll just conjure a saddle for you. How about that?
It's a little 20. Late.
It's a little late.
Uh-oh. Oh, Cordano rolled a 3.
16. You go like this. and a saddle appears, but it's like this big.
Ooh,
ah, damn it, Cordano. This is the reason we're in the problem.
I usually work on ponies.
Cordano,
I'm sorry.
This is the reason we're in the problem.
All right, I need for both of you.
I want to say that Jack-o'-lantern is impeccably clean because freelancers have to try harder.
Okay.
There.
I'm going to take the saddle to sell it later in case we need money.
Are you anticipating a problem?
Are you anticipating a problem?
Yes, we have a witch who can curse us from infinitely far away. That's already a problem.
I told you, I know her intimately.
I know her intimately.
Who don't you know intimately?
It depends on the term that you mean when I say intimately. I'm not being clear.
It depends on the term in which you say intimately. I'm not being very clear.
I'm going to say words for no reason right now.
I'm going to say words for no reason right now.
Blip,
blip, blop, blip.
Poo-poo.
Careful,
poo-poo.
This is the start of a the horrible curse.
Really
the grass.
Oh, no! I try to seal it back up.
Roll a d20.
Oh, 5!
16.
No, no!
The ground opens up.
You fools! What have you unearthed?
The Duke of Atlantia, the purveyor of Raging. It's Gage and Aquaman.
My favorite character. Gage and Aquaman. So, the ground opens up, and out walks a giant baby.
No!
Oh no!
Mama!
Get it!
I'm gonna have it that you're aware, you're both, as the magical people, aware of this monstrous baby.
Okay.
Oh!
You have no mothers here!
Your mother is not here. I hate the young.
Oh, he looks over at old Martha and starts making his way.
No,
yes,
no,
really old Martha.
No,
yes, baby. No.
I cast hold, baby.
No.
Roll a d20.
I try to block the cast.
18.
Oh, roll off.
Oh, okay.
What'd you roll?
18.
But he was doing that for a whole baby.
Yes, you want. So both roll. Yeah, both roll.
13.
Shit.
13!
Ooh.
Ooh. So it's like...
Am I near the
blast? Walking,
am I near the
blast? And it creates this hit of dark magic and light magic collide, and... And out walks Mr. C, a man just holding a book.
I feel like the world has just ripped apart. Why am I here?
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
You're so besuited.
I'm Mr. C. I'm the storyteller here. You got one more minute.
I'm gonna use it wisely! I like boys!
What?
I like it when boys coddle me! I pretend to like women so that people don't know I like boys!
Oh
my goodness, Prince, we're learning so much about you.
That's fine.
Mr. C, you should know you've been part of a trans-dimensional cross-rip caused by an inadvertent collision of two opposing forms of magic.
Do you know how our story ends? Do I get a full-time salaried job or no?
I do know how your story ends. Your story ends, and before he could finish, Giant Replacement Baby
and
squeezes him so
hard.
Blood shoots out of Mr. C's mouth and all over his storybook, as if the stories will be ending soon.
I wonder what that's hinting toward.
Is that from Goosebumps?
That's from the Book of Subtlety.
10 more seconds on this curse.
I am high on drugs.
I am high on drugs.
And die.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Suddenly this light shoots out of the prince as the curse is ended. And my giant baby drops Mr. C and looks up. Mama! This baby now covered in wet. Now you do have two creatures that can possibly take care of the baby, but they could get injured, thus stopping flight.
I want to try and put it to sleep with a lullaby.
I cast a sparkle charm on really old Martha so the baby will be attracted to her.
Oh no.
Roll a d20 for the Martha thing, and then we have you roll for the song.
Oh my god, it's a 1.
11.
It's 11, a one. 4. What?
It's a 1.
So you try and sing.
Sleep, baby! Sleep!
But because you've recursed and doing all this screaming, well, your usually angelic voice is just, it's all hoarse.
Baby!
And you're able to cast this spell on really old Martha.
No!
So what happens?
So this beautiful, glowing green energy swirls around Belfast Brinewater. And then hits a really old Martha, adorning her with all this beautiful sparkliness. Where it's like she catches the light in every which way, and especially catches the eye of really big baby.
Oh no.
It's time, really old Martha.
So really big baby like turns, giant replacement baby turns, looks at old Martha. Oh! Just like poopy diaper toddler running towards her. Like tackles her as they both go, into the water and under the water.
Oh no,
Martha! I'm gonna jump in after Martha.
Okay, great,
Martha!
I'm gonna jump in. I'm gonna cast a water breathing spell on the prince as he dives in.
Okay, great. Roll. Roll for the dive.
That's not bad. Okay, the dive. 7.
1. So you're it's beautiful. It's the perfect, if the minute you hit the water, there's not even a ripple. And what'd you get?
13.
6. Okay, great.
All right.
So you, and the prince goes under, and all you see is just this red, blood under the water.
Oh no.
Something has happened.
I keep swimming deeper. How, do I see anything? Do I see her?
Roll a d20.
I have to say, he's a lot braver than we all gave him credit for.
I know.
It's a 4. So it's a 5.
We're
so
not
the mist starts, the red underwater blood mist starts to
this is
wrap
a game
around
me
you.
And really old Martha
I go,
play.
And I swim back up.
You're swimming back up?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he save her?
So roll a d20.
Did he save her? Oh, I kind of want him to.
It doesn't look like it.
8?
Yeah.
17. So as you start to make your swim up, your ankle suddenly grabs under the water. What do you want to do?
You can breathe, though.
Oh, yeah, I can breathe. I forgot. I go, I can breathe. And I'm going to, I'm going to swim down.
You can breathe, that's a sweet sound.
I'm going to try and, pull with my leg, pull it up towards me.
Oh, okay.
Like straight leg, like this. See what it is and get ready for a stab with my sword.
Okay, great. Roll a d20.
Come on, baby. 19.
Yeah.
14. Ooh, so you're pulling up and tell me what happens.
So as it's pulling up, I see the remains of giant replacement baby. It is super dead, but it's actually, it's holding old Martha, who's just unconscious, but her head's cracked open. And I cut off the arms of the old the replacement baby, and I take Martha, and I swim up to shore.
Okay, great. So as you're coming up to shore, holding old Martha and two giant baby arms, the three of you just see the prince walking out holding this.
I'm sorry we misjudged you.
We have no time for babies.
Oh, that's a good line.
So I go up to really old Martha.
I also go up to really old Martha.
Smack her on the side of the face to like get her, you know, up. Like she's conscious and like, oh, I almost got you that time. That was almost the time. Oh, you escaped it though.
I'm not gonna eat my best. Oh,
one day, really old
Martha. Martha, you live!
One day.
Martha, do you need medical help?
Probably.
Okay.
My head is cracked open and I was tackled in the water.
You're gonna try to magically suture?
360 years old.
Suture her head, I
can't even eat probes.
I can't even eat probes. I definitely need a doctor.
Can I try to sew her head back up magically?
Right.
10.
14.
Oh no.
So you go like this. What pops up, rather than her head sewing itself up together, just like a thread and needle appears, so you would have to do it.
I start to do it.
Okay. Like,
10!
Really old Martha.
4.
Ow! Don't you dare vomit on me, you wizard!
I've never done it this way! I think that'll do it!
The camera just cuts to the Martha outfit! As it's like eating shut!
Alright, I think you'll be good. Rest for several days.
Alright, can someone take me back into my home, or are you just gonna leave me on the lake bed?
Okay. I'll walk her back.
Okay. Belfast walks alongside them.
Thank you, Belfast.
Almost really old Martha. You tempestress.
I'm gonna complain to your boss. You get off that.
I pull Belfast aside for a second.
Yes. How many times have you had sex with her?
We respect each other as equals. I just want to own her afterlife.
Wait, so you can't have sex because you respect her as an equal?
I have sex with just about everyone, but with really old Martha, I'm willing to wait.
Oh, I get it. Gross. Gross.
Back to the dolphin.
We must hurry.
Uh-oh. Feeling nothing.
Hashtag spawn Ollie the killer. Oreo shows up, a giant living Oreo that traps people with the cream and then drowns them in milk.
Ollie the killer Oreo will be making an appearance.
Wow. That sounds like someone's going to break up a Toblerone family to me.
We must hurry.
Possibly.
I mean, I had a spell cast upon me. The witch is on the move. She yes. knows I've been sent to kill her!
Do you want me to take you past where any spell would ever be able to reach you again?
No, I don't want to die! Just stay dead! We know what you're talking about!
Okay. You keep making the same offer with the same tone. So clearly you're
this
gonna kill people.
This is how I talk. I'm of the Brine Waters. We're from the south.
Same!
Oh, the south of area of Europe.
Do I have blood on me?
South of area.
Yeah, you did go through this blood water.
I started just undressing. Don't be alarmed, I'm just getting all this painted blood off of me. That's gross.
Wow. What does everybody think of this?
What happened to all that bravery from like two seconds
ago? I'm
going
to have to roll on this.
Okay.
So, okay. So, the prince has been working out.
And I have. If I am to take over as king, I must be strong.
You must be strong.
What do you think of this?
A way to make you even stronger than you've ever been.
I'm not,
ever
what?
Before.
What, dead? I'm not going to die.
I'm going to have to work on my pitch.
Right. What do you think of what you're seeing with the prince?
This is the first time I'm sober seeing this. Listen, Dewey. I want to Dewey you.
Is Please stop talking.
And while the prince like is putting his shirt back on, the camera pans over to way more ripped goat thrower Greg.
He's right there, ladies.
He's just like, ugh, don't.
Hashtag spawn the last witch hunter, Vin Diesel. Not the character from the movie, but the actor himself. A sword slinging, magic slinging, witch killing Vin Diesel, wearing a suit made from the supernatural creatures he's slain.
Ooh.
And he talks a lot about family.
So Vin Diesel will be making an appearance. Have we crossed?
We're next one will be.
Next one, great, fantastic. So, so now you guys can begin the quest to the witch.
Ooh, all right.
To save young Martha.
You know, Martha almost dying made me realize that I have to step up. I have to step up and I have to save the kingdom and save the smaller women. For if I were to be king, I must do this deed.
I shed a tear.
Oh, very noble of you, friend.
Falling out of time loop from Hyper Reboundsburg in the real world, Cameron Rice is a dope hashtag character.
I will be making an appearance.
There we go.
That's our next goal. Thank you so much, chat. Thank you so much.
I made sure I wrote it down rather than just write me. and now that means we've reached our second goal. Right when the journey's about to begin.
All right, let's
go.
Let's go.
Bellafont and Jackie start running away.
What? No!
No, Bellafont!
You gotta go get him!
Oh, I got my girth, my loins dirty for no reason!
What does Bellafont eat?
Alright, let's just chase after him.
Yes, we must catch them. This is my newest steed. You don't want to know what happened to my last one.
So did you kill it?
So you start.
Well, yes.
So then, so while you guys are having this conversation, you hear a horse trotting.
Ooh, a horse!
And then,
that's
and then,
more reliable.
And then standing on the horse is.
Standing on the horse?
Standing is that's, Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
Had his own adventure and ended up back in time. That's its own story. All right.
Is he wearing dead animals?
Who are you?
No, he's wearing a tank top.
Who are you?
Wearing a tank top and he has a corona in him.
Please, sir, clothe thyself!
No, don't.
Why are you drinking that pee?
Not me, it's Corona.
That's what I said.
All right.
Oh, Corona, he's wearing one.
Oh.
What?
You look like you're in need of assistance.
Yes, we must catch our steeds.
By name.
By name.
Could you perhaps go very fast?
What are their names?
Jack-o'-lantern.
Excuse me, sir, I'm also available for a ride.
Oh, dear.
I've seen somebody.
That doesn't mean anything in this town.
Well, that's very sad.
Would you help us, join us on our quest to find Bellafont and find the other creature and to save the world from the witch?
I'm not finding the creatures. I'm finding your family.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I start clapping. I'm just beautiful. Beautiful.
Hey, take my hand.
Oh, me?
No, the wizard.
Oh.
Yes!
Pulls you up on the horse.
Hurrah!
And so the guy's like, yeah, as you say hurrah, the horse starts zipping towards the
I hold him by his
Jackie.
Waist.
Yeah, you're holding on to him.
You at least see his abs that you can grab onto.
Wow.
So the three of you see the wizard and Vin Diesel running off on the horse. What's your response to this? Are you gonna like try and chase after, or you think like they got this?
That's okay.
I'm gonna, cause I have been known to speak to the animals. I'm going to try and like whistle to the animals to pinpoint the direction of Bella. If they got Bellafont, we're gonna go for the other creature.
I'd like to see
Jack Lantern, the dead goat, Steve.
It was so close.
That's a 4.
Yeah, that was a bullshit.
Almost a very good roll.
19. So you're like, I can talk to the animals. You're in the goat throw and you're like, ah,
ah, ah, ah, ah, ah.
The goat's just looking like.
Tell the goat to your right and go,
what? Craig the goat throw goes, what the fuck?
Belfast Brinewater runs to the Rent-A-Rex, which is the horses that you can rent by the hour.
Okay. So you run to the metro. Back over with Vin Diesel and the wizard. Oh, you guys are getting closer and closer.
Wow.
To
how do you sculpt yourself like this?
It's a mystery.
You're so funny.
I know. And he rests his bald head against your head.
I thought he was seeing Sensor. Someone.
He is.
So as you guys, you're getting closer and closer to the Bellafont. You, out of the metro, on top of a horse. Prince, you're at the goats. Hopefully you'll finally work.
No fun.
What do you want to be doing?
I'm frantically searching the folds of whatever the semblance of a dress is. Oh God! Where is it? Where is it? I can't find it.
What are you looking for?
It's a mystery!
Her teats.
Oh, there it is!
Check the waistband.
I looked over, I looked up my boob, and there's my flask.
Oh, how big was your boob?
Roll
was your
D20. Boob
big? Boob. Oh my God.
It's prehensile.
Oh shit, no, don't say it. It's so gross. Five. I think it was Rai Rai that had prehensile nipples.
Yeah, it was.
In a roguelike.
So you twist open, pour, and just poof, dust.
Oh, fuck.
Now back over to Vin Diesel and the voice.
All right, time to focus.
You jump on Jackie. I'll jump on the Bellafont.
You got it.
On 3, 2, 1, roll it.
Eight.
You're a wizard.
I know. I was inspired. I thought I could do it.
You're good.
Oh no.
You jump. I got a 2.
Whoa!
So you jump and you land on Jackie. Like, because she is a flying goat, the minute you land on her, it's like ET.
Whoa! With you, Vin, I can do anything!
Vin Diesel, 16 on 16.
Whoa!
So, roll again.
And for my last hashtag character, here's the return of the very first character I ever created for this show. Italian vampire Spaghetti. He looks exactly like a greaser from the 1950s, but is made entirely out of pasta.
Can I play that character too?
So Spaghetti will be making an appearance.
Can I stop playing this character?
Yeah. So Vin Diesel got a 17 against the 10, so the jump is successful. He lands on Bellafont. Bellafont as well also starts
family.
Mi familia. He lands and starts flying. As both Jackie and Jackie and Bellafont take you both as you, in the skyline, you go across the sun.
Do you see the ghost of one of his dead friends kind of superimposed?
Can we see this? Like, is it just
passing? Yeah, you're on the horse and you look up and you're seeing this.
Like, jack-o'-lantern! Oh. I go, like, call jack-o'-lantern. I can't listen. I can't.
Roll
Can
a
you
D20.
Make that noise again, though?
Roll a d20.
To whistle?
To see if Jackie hears it.
10.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yep, Jackie hears it. She turns and starts making her way down.
Vin! Vin!
What is happening?
No! Family!
So Vin Diesel turns, turns Bellafont, and lands next to, next to Grizz.
I got you, Bellafont.
I'm still whistling. Come on! We have to hurry, my friends! Hurry!
Hoping for something to happen.
Yeah.
Listen, Vin. Can I be your family?
Sure. Takes off his tank top and throws it to you.
You got a sports movie?
Is it wet?
It's soaked.
Okay, great. So I take it and wring it and...
I'm gonna let that happen.
Okay.
I'm gonna roll for it. Vin Diesel looks and goes,
ew. Listen, Vin, I'm gonna confide in you. Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, they're far enough away, so it's just you and Vin.
Vin!
Lucky.
My sister is Grinelda.
The witch?
Yes, I'm a witch.
Make sure you pocket that for later.
I just wanted to tell somebody in case.
Someone wanted to know.
Was it Grimelda or Grindelda?
I don't care. She was a bitch.
Grindella.
Grindella. It's a different way.
Totally not.
Grindella.
Grindella.
You see behind Vid, his horse comes running up, and Vid goes, sounds like you're going to have a hell of a time. Gets back on. I gotta get back home. Yeah. As like you see the horse hooves, and for some reason like you're hearing hip hop over it, and these camera angles like the horse
is it Pitbull?
Yeah. As it goes running down.
Is he drifting the horse as he goes?
Oh yeah, and the saddle is sponsored by Nas.
Oh my! Excellent.
So as the horse rides off, Bellafet and Jackie land next to Griselda. You guys on top.
Did Vin leave?
I swear my animal creatures didn't beckon my call because they don't respect me as a soon-to-be king.
Well, you said it, not us.
Yeah, it's the self-assessment there, pal.
Sometimes, in order to move forward, we must assess ourselves.
The mayor comes running up
from a book.
Oh, thank God you haven't left! You haven't left yet. Good.
No, we've been real busy.
We've been trying to leave.
It's fine. Yeah. No, this is a good thing. I was able to hire some local trackers. I realize none of you are trackers, and I hired some. Please meet the Wolf Boys.
No.
The Wolf Boys are local alcoholics that everyone knows about who like to party.
Do we get along?
Depending.
Are they
sober or not?
I think that's a great question.
They come running up, and they're like, "Whoop, boys!
Whoop, boys! Whoop,
Wolf Boys!
I love those Wolf Boys."
Zelda, hey, what's up, girl?
Hey, yes. Dogs.
Hello, Wolf Boys.
Your Majesty, what's up, baby?
Not much. I remember the last time we met, you left me pantsless in the lake.
They high-five each other for 5 minutes.
If that were to happen again, it would be your head.
Jumping to the death penalty? It's a little tyrannical, isn't it,
Prince? You can't calm down this wildness. Whoop, boys.
Whoop, boys.
Whoop, whoop.
You start kissing one of them. He goes along with it.
Shall we start our quest?
Let's finally start.
Mayor.
They went this way as like half the Wolf Boys like fall and start sniffing the ground.
Mayor, we don't need them.
The mayor went, what?
I know where she lives.
What?
How
do you know where she lives?
I just do.
Well, I think you should take one or two of the Wolf Boys with you.
I mean, I'll take them.
Okay, yeah, so they're going with you.
What does the parentheses mean?
So the Wolf Boys down on the ground start making their way, and you guys start following. Yeah. We cut to later that evening, as you, it's becoming night. It's going to be like a 2 days journey to the witch's home.
Oh, Okay. Did anyone pack provisions?
I did.
And as you say that,
rain
and light.
Oh, good.
And as the lightning and thunder strike again, you see a castle in the distance. You could get to it.
There's where the bitch lives.
It's not her house.
Okay.
Are you drunk?
Two-day journey.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know whose castle it is?
Can I roll to see? I might know who that is.
Roll. I feel like you should know the other castles in the town. Oh, 11. Boy.
11.
He's pretty
four.
Pretty
whoa!
You recognize it as the Cadbury of Creams castle.
Oh, ooh. Yes. We must take shelter there. It's the Cadbury of Creams. Shelter. The Cadbury Kingdom was so great, so rich, so sweet, you can taste them anywhere you go.
I taste them. He's got a sweet innard.
Do not say that to the king, to the Cadbury Kingdom.
He didn't say not to say it last time I was eating his innards.
I feel like Grizzly just kind of gets away with it.
So you guys start making your way towards the Cadbury of Cream Castle.
Yes.
Yeah. As you guys get there, this giant knocker and you... And the door opens up. And there stands a little man.
Hello, welcome to the castle of Cadbury. How may I help you?
I bow very deeply. We seek shelter from the weather.
Yes.
It's quite a rainy night.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me check with his majesty.
Tell him Dewey from the Raindrop Kingdom came.
Oh, Dewey.
Yes.
Ironic that the rain is a problem.
The easily frightened prince I know of you. I will tell him right away.
Why is he leaving us outside?
I could. I told you I have to check with the king.
We should please wait in the foyer.
I am not at all. I am an insubordinate. Do you know what trouble I would be in if I let randoms into this house?
That's all right.
Tell them that Griselda's here.
Don't do that.
It is raining outside.
Well, one moment.
Can you all please be courteous to the king?
It was just me trying to help you from not catching your death. Okay.
Why don't you
I'm not going to die.
You just come under my clothes.
Behind the door, you hear from a distance. Let them in.
That guy's loud.
The little door opens up.
Look, Cadbury, the cream of Cadbury will seal this instance.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Sir. Thank you, Major Domo.
When was the last time he was aroused?
We don't have those kinds of conversations.
Please.
It's more of a you do this and I say, I am there. And I know.
You snuck a glance.
I
snuck a glance.
Of what? By the way, I should mention I am a tiny mint.
I can smell it.
Like an actual candy?
Yes.
Is it Peppermint Butler from Adventure Time?
We do appreciate you allowing us to take shelter here.
It's no problem, though I will let you know. I told the king all of your names and he went, no, until I got to the wizard Cordoto.
Ah, yep. Cordoto. That's the perks of being a salaried wizard.
He must have misheard my name.
No, don't worry. I'll smooth it all out.
Fantastic. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, the Cadbury of Cream!
And I watch this big egg who's really been enjoying life. He's clearly been a while since he's been in battle. A little heavy, but a joyful kind of guy.
Okay. Is he like the spirit of Christmas present?
Yeah, that's a good example. Yeah. But he's also a creamy chocolate egg.
I fall to one knee.
Oh, Cordoto, stand, my friend.
Thank you, your sweetness.
The rest of you bow.
I fall to two knees right in front of the crotch.
Roll a d20.
I'm just going for it, you guys. 11.
She shoots a shot.
3. What happens?
Oh, God, no.
TOS, be careful. Be careful. Even though it's still a giant chocolate, be careful.
I go to two knees. I get close to him and bow deeply.
Oh, my God.
This is my companion, Grizzly.
Yo, I know of Grizzly. Everyone in the villages knows of
Grizzly.
Well,
yes, but we're on a quest, you see. Young Martha was kidnapped by the witch Grindela.
Grindela.
Scourge of every town.
Everyone around us.
Chatter. Yes.
Grindela.
And may I say, dear king, I hope that you fast well and continue eating, for obesity is one of the leading causes of that.
Don't worry, I will. In fact, you will be joining us for dinner.
Thank you, your sweetness.
Thank you.
Watson
opens his door, and you see this like grand hallway with food everywhere.
Awesome.
And this young girl resembling the Cadbury of Cream, Cadbury egg, comes running up.
Father. Oh, these men, these gentlemen and ladies.
And the Cadbury Cream goes,
oh, this is my daughter, Miss Cadbury.
Puts him up on his shoulder.
Hello,
greetings,
hello.
Young egg.
What a sweet little egg, sweet little young egg.
You will grow to be a fine ruler one day.
Oh, stay away, your majesty. Let us eat.
Now they're going to fuck so you can put your two kingdoms together.
Everyone awkwardly stops.
Hashtag curves Matt's character.
She's into politics.
An insatiable desire to eat anything Cadbury.
Oh my god!
For 10 minutes.
Yes. Oh, what was the curse? No! They didn't know that she was a little girl, right?
Undesirable. He has an insatiable need to eat anything Cadbury.
Why? Prince.
Everyone looks at the comment you just made. She's 5.
That doesn't mean shit in medieval times.
That's a
common misconception.
It actually does.
We'll let it all pass. Prince. Let us all eat. Majesty, sit next to me.
Of course.
Duke of Cadbury pulls his chair out. Sits.
Feast.
As you all, I'm gonna sit next to the prince on the other side.
Okay.
Belfast sits on the other side of the prince.
Oh, you're moving the Duke?
The Duke. And puts her hand on his shoulder. Prince, Duke, it seems as if you are having a problem. I know the perfect solution to help you. I can temporarily kill you.
And little Cadbury Cream comes running up and pulls on Grizzly's dress.
What is it, little bitch?
Oh my god.
I like your dress.
Yeah? Do you want it?
Do you want to be friends?
I'm going to be your friend.
I would like it, but I don't think it will fit me right now.
One day, you're going to be a beautiful egg.
Oh, thank you.
Because you're a beautiful egg now, but men love eggs.
This dinner's a real powder keg.
I'm going to... I'm going to raise up my goblet and stand on my on the table, and I'm like, a toast to the King Cadbury. I walk closer and closer. May you find richness in all you do.
Oh, thank you.
I get closer and closer, and may you.
I'm gonna grab the like back of his shirt,
and right when you're grabbing the back of his shirt, another hand goes up.
Uh oh,
and it's Ollie. The killer Oreo, the king's brother.
Oh, your majesty, wonderful to see you again. How are you?
I'm fine, Oreo, I'm fine.
You look ravenous. Please, sit with me. Let us talk. It has been far too long.
How far am I from the king?
You're about maybe like 5 feet. So you did like a little jumping
grab. I'm going to have to roll for this to see if I can contain
it. I'm going to roll it. Oh, okay.
I would say... Am I gonna roll against you or?
We'll roll, roll.
Okay, cool. No! Jumanji! What is it?
I don't know. I can't see that.
How can you possibly see it?
Let's roll a different one.
That's a 12.
12.
No,
it's wow. On the floor. So it's Jumanji rules. I leave it up to you. Are you able to kind of contain yourself? It's over 10.
I just understood that it was Jumanji and why.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I just understood why.
She just got Jumanji.
I'm going to say, because I contained myself, because it was going to be a 10 or higher.
So Oreo walks you over to his table, and he and right as you two sit down, you sit next to the Duke of Cadbury Cream. You sit next to Cadbury Cream. You're with Cadbury Egg. Oreo turns to you, the prince, and goes, is the plan in motion?
It is.
So we agree. We'll kill my brother. You'll take over your kingdom, I'll take over this one.
I've always liked you, Oreo.
I put up with you.
I'll take it as we will be dealing in royalty favors in the future.
Fantastic. It's wonderful to see you're willing to partake in such evil plans.
It'd be easy, watch! And I jump out of my seat and lunge myself towards the king.
I'm gonna try to put up a wall of force between him and the king.
Roll off, both of you.
Belfast.
Oh, damn it! I rolled a 16, rolled a 20.
20, baby!
20?
Wow,
okay.
So.
You hit, and you hit the table, knocking you out.
Okay.
So you and then you land right in front of Grizzly and Cadbury Egg.
Oh, she's too young.
Belfast.
That's what everyone was trying to tell you before.
Belfast claps her hands and then puts more food in front of the king. In fact, puts my food.
You spoil me, Belfast. You spoil me.
You're not worried about that?
Dinner and a
He's
show.
A character.
Right, he is. I kind of put him like under the tail, drag him like under the table.
I once saw him yelling at goats for 10 minutes. Swear to God, he could
talk
to
we all saw that he did it like this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone at the table. Oreo's like, So I know this plan didn't work.
Belfast puts unboned salmon in front of the king. Oh, the kind of salmon with the big bones in it.
He looks at it and goes, I'm allergic to fish.
Damn it. Damn.
What are the food options?
Well, you can always have chicken.
Ooh.
Fish.
Roll for it.
And you can also have my personal favorite, ice cream!
Ice cream!
Doors start opening up, and like a line of chefs putting ice cream balls in front of everybody.
This would be a perfect time for a song if only we were forced to sing.
The king looks and goes, oh, I'm afraid not.
I don't want to be perfect on this ice cream.
That is a $50 donation.
Oh, you paid me less last time, king.
Yes, I know. We fucked. We get it.
Now you're taking away my entire character.
Kind of ruining her bit.
My daughter's right there. You're being very inappropriate. In fact, gentlemen, I'm not going to kill you, but we're going to put you in a cell for the rest of the evening. Yes, we're going to have you sleep off the rest of your alcohol problem.
Why don't you roll against that?
Yeah, roll against that.
7.
Ooh, 13. Two chefs have put down ice cream, then pick you up by the arms. And bring you into the kitchen, which has like a nice little cell next to the fridge.
No!
Now you're able to reach into the fridge and eat. They're not animals.
That's fair.
King, if at all possible, I would love to spend the night in your mortuary. And if there are any of your presents that have...
Well, we don't really bury our dead.
Oh, that's good. I don't believe in burying the dead.
Oh, my point being is we don't have a mortuary.
Oh. Do you have a place where you keep your dead? A crypt.
Oh, whoa.
You eat your dead.
We are candy people.
You're candibles?
Oh, no.
Dewey just turns in his sleep.
Dewey starts waking up because he is cursed. And because you threw out that great pun, you were so proud of yourself, your shield.
Candies eating candies. Oh,
cannibals.
How far am I from Cadbury?
You're like 3 feet.
I'm like, Cadbury!
Your Majesty, you're awake.
And I spring over to him again. Oh, actually, before I spring, I would like to be like...
Okay.
Now I'm gonna try and call a bunch of animals again.
Roll a d20, see what the. So this is for the animal call?
Yeah,
this
is the animal call.
In a castle.
18!
Oh. So what do you want animals to do?
What do you summon?
I call in a bunch of deer, a bear comes busting through the window, hawks start like shitting everywhere, a bunch of snakes come in, and they all gang up on this Cadbury egg.
We
and
get to
like,
the kitchen, Grizzle, you're in the cell, and you're hearing all this, and little Cadbury Cream comes walking up, she's like,
why did my daddy lock you up?
Because sometimes
I'm still finding this voice, there's been so many.
Women aren't allowed to express themselves freely yet. Do you have the key?
Yes.
Be a good girl.
And you look and there's like 80 keys on this thing.
Shit. Can you roll the
outside? We're not all, there's all these animals.
Yeah, well, I don't like cannibalism, so I'm going to stay out of it and just try to get poop on my head.
I told you it worked! And he's going to spring at the Cadbury egg.
Ah!
A giant bite out of this fucking egg. 13.
6, so what happens?
I want the other animals.
One more minute on this.
The other animals are like eating every other Cadbury creature inside of this room. And it's just a massacre. This chocolate flooding everything. The tables are lined with fucking pieces of chocolate.
And Ollie the Oreo, not being a Cadbury, is looking around going, yes.
Yeah. And I'm eating chicken under the table. And I go for the Cadbury egg's neck. I go, ah!
Roll a d20.
And I take a big old chunk out of it. And I'm going to. An 8.
17.
Damn.
You go, ah! You bite, you pull back, and you have cape in your mouth.
A cape?
No! Yeah, you have part of his, like, royal cape.
No!
What are you doing, Prince Dick?
You're going to die! I'm going to try and punch through his soft shell and reach for his inside cream because it's just
starting. Okay, roll a d20.
That's a 1. That's a natural 1.
That's a 19.
Wow!
You pull back, and right when you do, a bird flies into your hand, hurting your hand.
No!
Belfast jumps up next to the king.
And your curse is over. You wake up on the king, your hand injured. What were you going
to
do?
Belfast jumps up next to the king, since the king is like knocked over with Dewey on top of him. Takes a pan of scalding hot caramel and pours it into the king's mouth while holding his nose.
Whoa. Back into the kitchen.
You already used that one.
We cut outside. So roll a d20 on that.
Nine.
Nine. Okay, I got a five. So now see the roll if you can defend. You're pouring it into the king's mouth.
I'm pouring it into the king's mouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, tell me what happens. My mistake.
Oh.
So tell me what happens.
Belfast realizes that the prince has been trying ardently to kill this king, and she's all for death. And then also, the prince is kind of like her meal ticket kind of thing. So, the bubbling caramel that was supposed to be poured on top of the ice cream for the sundaes, she then holds the king's nose and goes, "This is for the best." And then this scalding hot caramel, which coats the insides, going, filling all the holes.
And then that's what I would say.
This delicious caramel bubble at the top that after it hardens, you could crack it.
And then, sounds so good.
Okay.
That sounds delicious.
Great. So all that happens. Awfully gory, violent scene. And
but even, it's chocolate, so it's fun.
And even Ollie the Oreo's like.
Belfast holds up.
And
a
one single
five.
Tear. Because yes. Though he hated him, it was his brother.
I'm going to head into the kitchen.
So you go into the kitchen, and that's when Cadbury Egg is opening the door and opens the prison cell.
Your beautiful, sweet little nubile princess.
Oh, too young. I think we gotta get going. There was a little bit of regicide in the dining hall.
Belfast tries to raise the king.
Oh, so you're out there doing that. So,
What did you say?
I think we should take her with us.
I think so. The sins of her father are not hers.
Come here, darling. You said you want to be a friend.
Oh, yes, my best friend.
Do you want to go on an adventure?
This is my moment.
Sorry.
No, wait, do you want to go on an adventure?
Well. Always.
Be our best friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
I scoop her up into my arms.
Now, when we go through the dining hall, just close your eyes real tight.
I put her eyes into my bosoms so that she can't. Yeah. So that she can't see.
Great. So you walk in. So you're trying to raise the king.
I'm trying to raise the king. Ooh.
Roll a d20.
10.
18. Oh. You try, but he had no soul. He was a candy man.
It's such a shame.
I break off a piece of the king and I walk over to Oreo. I'm like, the thing's done.
Oh. Yes.
Would you like some? I know you eat your own people.
That's what the caramel people do.
Well, then, apologize.
Not the Oreo people. And I will see to it that that is a tradition that ends. Please, make sure my niece is dead.
Why? What? That was a part of the deal.
I don't need any vengeance coming my way down the line. Although, granted, I guess you were the ones who did it. So the vengeance would be for you. Never mind.
Oh, good.
Glad that worked out.
I have an agreement.
Are we still staying for the night?
Because I think we should probably go.
We should just go. Yes. I'm going to have to be, such a thing as staying.
I'm going to have to be cleaning for a while.
Why did you say that in that way? That, you know, you will literally have to be cleaning.
I'm doing that, and then also other things.
Come! We should leave.
I'm going to go take a shit in my brother's bed.
Oh.
That's not
weird,
because you're going to be living there shortly.
That's what we call an Oreo.
That's not what we call
everyone
it.
Everyone deals with grief in their own way. Your grief is as valid as any other's.
Belfast makes a big ice cream sundae.
Is there like a nice like royal carriage we could take?
Roll a d20.
Not relevant.
You still have those animals.
Oh, yeah, but we could attach 16, them to the carriage.
Just drive the carriage.
Yeah. 9, so yeah, there is.
Great. All right, let's just keep going through the night in here. We can take turns driving.
Okay.
So you hook this buggy up to Jackie and Belafont, and the wolf boys have also been watching them, making sure they're okay.
Oh, thanks, wolf boys.
Where's Cheswick?
Cheswick. He'll return.
Okay.
Cheswick will be making a return. So you guys are, so the wolf boys like start leading the charge again, going down as Ollie looks out the window, lightning and thunder still striking, looking over his new kingdom, as from behind he hears, "Ollie, is it done?
Oh. And there, in a suit, in a dog boy outfit, is Abel Kane, brother of Noah Kane, the dog boy. And Oreo looks and goes, soon, my love.
Oh.
Serious.
Serious.
Yeah, there we go. We got your
serious
stuff.
I love it when there's evil
lollies. Because I've been really keeping it real,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, so grounded.
Concerned about the commotion, the hashtag character count Crumbs Bar comes to contemplate the chaos created by this cadre's conduct.
Count Crunch Bar. All right, Count Crunch Bar. So you guys, it's the early morning. You guys have been making your way down the roads. Getting tired. You're all getting tired.
Real tired.
I still have Cadbury, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
He's still with you. And on the left, you see a hut. You're coming up to a hut. You can stop and go in, see if anybody's there to assist.
I'll just walk straight up to the hut.
Okay, great.
I guess we're stopping.
I jump off with Cadbury.
Moving carriage.
Yeah.
Not go that fast.
So you jump off, you go knock on the door, and the door opens up, and standing there is Cajun Aquaman, addicted to cocaine. What can I do for you?
Hi.
Hello?
I would like...
You knocked on my door.
Yeah. me and my child, we're very...
You sleep with a Candyman?
I didn't ask about your cocaine addiction.
You can.
Not in front of the child.
Not bad.
Can we sleep here? I have several children that need to be sleeping here.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I can let you sleep if you want, but also you don't have to sleep if you don't want to. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do that.
Well, you can't offer a child cocaine, but maybe I'll be interested.
Is the child going to be driving?
No. No one. It's a child. She's barely learning about sex.
Then I think you can let the child sleep. You can let everyone else give some cocaine. If y'all want some cocaine, I'll give you cocaine, but I got a lot of cocaine.
Maybe never mind. Goodbye.
Well, you start walking away, but you guys have already landed and you're walking up to the...
No.
Wait, what's the deal?
No, Batman.
Hello, my name is Cajun Aquaman. I can talk to the fish.
No.
Well, you can.
They want me to be quiet. Wow.
I kind of want to see this fish talking, because our prince here...
Come.
Let us go in.
So you guys go in.
I'm into this. Yeah, I'm there.
And you see there's a fish tank.
Oh.
There's a fish in there. Cajun Aquaman walks over to the table, does a line, and goes, all right, Al. Dunks his head into the fish tank.
That's not how you do it.
that's a way. Is that royalty, I assume?
He pulls his head out.
What did you talk about?
He said, who are you? What is your name? Why are you here?
I'm Cordato.
He's a very curious face.
I'm a wizard, and this is my friend Prince Dewey.
Yes.
Royal Majesty, I will not bow. I bow to no man.
I think we need to leave.
That's fair. You don't know me.
I do not believe in this. This is fanciful nonsense.
You know that if I think something's bad.
Listen. I was going to say, y'all can sleep here if you want, and that'd be fine with me. But you can also take some cocaine and go back on your journey.
Oh, you have cocaine?
You know what? Yeah. I'll just take a little, 2 grams.
I will take a lot of cocaine, because cocaine is, people OD on that, and then they are dead.
Oh, that's smart.
What? That's a foreign concept to him.
I will take a kilo of your best stuff, or your roughest stuff, whichever kills people quickest.
Okay.
I'm going to leave. You're spooky.
I'm spooky.
I've been trying to say that.
For once, something sane from Griselda.
You weren't saying that 3 nights ago.
Uh-huh.
It was a mistake. Griselda. I was afraid and I needed to confide in someone. Okay.
Call that confiding?
That was my boobs hitting my chest.
Oh.
They
slapped.
Cajun Aquaman.
Let's sleep now while we can.
Yes, let's do this.
All right.
So what are you guys going to try and do?
I'm going to cast make a secure tent for myself somehow. I don't trust sleeping with like all my stuff in a cokehead's house. You know, 18.
Okay. 4.
Great.
works. So you guys are going to stay there? You're staying there?
Yes. Belfast sleeps like the dead.
Good night, everybody. I mean, good luck.
she does not worry about the living. And she springs into action at last minute's notice.
What'd you say?
I'm just getting this over with.
Sleep?
Yes.
So you all lie down. You start to sleep. A couple hours go by, and you hear...
Oh, no.
Cajun Aquaman.
I think one of your friends is up. Here.
Hiya! Who are you? Are you the police?
No.
I'm thirsty.
Someone's at your door, Cajun Aquaman.
The fuck? He goes walking out, and he's got a Glock in the back of his
seat. What is that?
He turns to all of you. Shut the fuck up.
Whoa, what have we done? There's a child here.
Belfast leaves through the back. She opens and jumps out the back window.
Is this like the scene from True Detective?
Fuck off. All right.
Oh my god.
Who dare?
This is a heavy rope.
It's a me, it's a spaghetti, it's the vampire's spaghetti, it's Italian vampire's
a
spaghetti.
A vampire? Don't invite him in.
Oh man, I thought it's just you, man.
Cajun Aquaman opens the door, and he sees like spaghetti in a Chef Boyardee outfit. And Fangs.
It's a me, it's a spaghetti, I gotta get my cocaine.
Oh.
Oh, who is it, you? Who are you?
Don't tell him your true name, he's a vampire.
What?
What?
Oh,
was that
a thing?
You don't want to have power
over me. And then duck back down.
Wait. Oh, I was saying the herb, like how.
Oh. Like that's not a thing. That's not a thing at all. The salary man has gotten soft and his streetwise.
Vampires sentence. Are charming, Italians are double charming. Ooh. You don't want to let him put you in a trance.
You don't want to invite
sauce.
Him in.
But vampires can charm you.
Can you not talk about me like I'm not here? It's very disrespectful.
How close will sunrise?
Yeah.
Like 2 hours.
You go out at this hour?
I got a phone. What the fuck? The fuck do you care? Why are you gonna judge my life?
Well, the sun,
what are you
the sun.
With your shit, you fucking wizard boy.
Oh, don't.
Oh, there's a child
did
here.
You call me wizard boy?
There's a child.
Yeah, fuck Mabagoo. Hey,
fuck you.
Mabagoo, you.
Fuck you, you fucking.
I don't know all you about
this. Cajun Aquaman's like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, all right.
Shoots his arm.
I wanted to just like ask him a bunch of questions about his life for 2 hours. He'll be really into it. Like, yeah.
Roll a d20.
If anyone can do it, the 11? Prince can do
14.
It.
Oh, ask him a question, though.
Oh, spaghetti. Oh, is your mother spaghetti or is your father Italian? Or vice versa?
I'm not an actual spaghetti. It's my name. What's your fucking name? Is your mother a dude?
No.
You're stupid.
Is your mother a dude? What?
That was great.
Belfast pokes in. Who's the closest to her from like in the back window?
I would say Grizzly.
Grizzly.
Is there a snake?
Grizzly.
Oh shit, Belfast.
Is this someone that needs to die?
Yeah, totally. We don't want to die.
So this is someone
we need
to kill.
I have a child now. I need to protect her.
Enough said.
Okay, 15. So while that conversation was happening, Cajun Aquaman gave spaghetti his cocaine. And he goes, this is all I wanted, you were judging motherfuckers.
Wait, spaghetti!
I had no business with you, I had a business with him.
One question,
spaghetti. What my curdling tail needs? Some hashtag orcs.
Oh.
And you are pissing me off so bad, I'm gonna call him my army!
And suddenly over the hill,
but wait, do you like garlic?
Cajun Aquaman's like, oh, you all done fucked up now! Why did you have to go and piss off spaghetti?
Let's say there's eight orcs.
No,
eight orcs?
We're not gonna meet the witch.
This is what
orcs.
We deserve, let's be honest.
I'm gonna cast a confusion spell to try to get some of them to attack each other.
Okay.
Good call. Good call.
I'm gonna, yeah, you know what? Roll it four times.
Four, yeah, okay, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That hit the thing. Does that count or
no? You can do it. Yeah,
just reroll it.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, reroll it.
You're a wizard.
18.
7. So you're able to mind control 2.
Great. 6.
11. Doesn't work on the next 2.
Great. 10.
12. Controlling 2. Or no, sorry, not control 2.
16.
11. So you're controlling 4 right. And 4 are not controlled. So,
fight! I'm like Maeve!
Spaghetti's like, oh, what are you doing to half of my orcs?
Controlling them, you walking double stereotype?
Yeah, that's right!
Since Belfast is outside, she's still outside. hi, nobody knows her. She uses her necroforce to fill around the ground surrounding the hut, because obviously these drug dealers have buried some bodies.
Why not?
Solid
so,
logic.
Really? Minions to like come up and also battle the orcs that aren't controlled.
Okay, roll a d20.
13.
6. So you're going after the uncontrolled orcs?
Uncontrolled orcs with the bodies that are... Should I roll for how many bodies?
Adrian Aquaman's like, oh shit, I think I'm gonna get my just desserts! This is real bad! Why did I bury these people in my own backyard? I should have put them somewhere else.
I'm lazy.
I'm so lazy.
How's Cadmerin doing?
She's sleeping still.
Okay, good.
She's doing good. What do you want to do? Do you want to do anything, Grizz?
I decide that the only skill in battle...
Hashtag character, the legendary bandit, almost like an herb in legend. It's Tony the Tiger, and he's great at his job.
And that's our next goal.
Oh, is it? Right.
Yeah. It's oh, amazing. Boy. Thank you, chat. Thank you for this chaos.
Yeah, it's very important that I do this, because the only way I think I could help us in this battle is by disrobing and distracting them with my body.
Okay, roll a
d20. 15.
4. So what do you do?
I disrobe and distract them with my body.
So, you do that. So this is what are you doing with the mind-controlling orcs?
They're just attacking their nearest friend.
Their nearest friend, okay.
So I go, dun, 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 dun.
It's like an anti-charisma check.
Yeah. So two of them take each other out.
Yes.
The other two are able to kind of defend themselves against each other. So there's still 6. What with the necromancers? You're going after the 4 uncontrolled? What's happening?
Oh, okay. So there's this whole horrific, like, close-up shots of these arms, like, reaching out of the ground and slowly pulling themselves out with gaping mouths.
Oh, God.
And then latching, like, these, projectile latching themselves onto the uncontrolled orcs.
Great. Okay.
Clawing and biting.
So one of the orcs is able to fend off and defend. The other 3 are taken down, which means there's now 3 more orcs. There's 3 more orcs. So because there's the 2 who are
locked
in battle. There's 2 in battle with each other who are defending each other, and then there's the 1 the things weren't able to grab. So what does your stripping do?
What does your stripping do? I
earn money.
I walk up to. I walk up to Spaghetti.
Go to medical school.
Oh my god.
It's Spaghetti.
What game is this?
I'm never.
My cuddling tales of terror.
I'm never getting asked back there ever again. Hey, Spaghetti, look at my bosoms, and I start shaking so furiously that they hit him in the face.
Whoa!
Roll a d20.
What the fuck?
Like a whirling dervish.
Like a lethal motorboat.
Oh my god.
11.
I got an 8.
Oh,
and you're doing it so long, the sun starts to rise.
Okay.
So what's happening to you, Your Majesty?
I ignore this, whatever's going on here.
How
I just
can
go straight
you?
For the three orcs that aren't entranced. And I'm going to be like, by the name of the Raindrop Kingdom, your blood will taste delicious! And I go and try to do like a swan slash, like a super long sword slash, to like hit them all at once and then sheathe my sword without looking back, and they blow up in the background.
Roll a d20. We roll real high.
Oh, seven. Fuck.
One.
Oh!
So you're able to.
Did it.
All that happened.
Amazing.
And as the sun hits Spaghetti.
Ah!
Getting involuntarily motorboated. Her body, like, and this ball of dust, as all we see is like the booze and slowly in the dust.
Can I have like a picturesque like light beam, oh like God. Dust?
It's like hitting on the dust. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, beautiful.
Wow.
And we reach our next goal, so the side quest.
Oh my gosh.
As you turn around.
But we were just doing so much of the main quest.
As you turn around, Cadbury is gone.
Oh, come on!
I was a poor mother!
Is Occasion,
Oh yeah, what's up Occasion Aquaman?
Yeah, is he around or is he gone too?
He's in the living room. He's in the living room. Now, because there still are these monsters that you raised.
Yes.
So do you want to send them off on Occasion Aquaman?
Oh. Well,
or let them rest.
Do you have my cocaine that I asked for?
Yes.
Do you have that in a pretty box for me? Is it a very pretty box, Cajun Aquaman? Do you wish to continue living on this mortal coil, or do you wish to end it and be something more?
I just want to give you your cocaine and go to bed.
Fair enough. She takes the cocaine and she lets the her minions rest. A lot of skeletons in your yard.
I'll clean it up later.
Yes. If you ever want to not worry about the law coming after you.
She's trying to kill you.
I have a solution.
Didn't you have a little girl with you?
Yes. Thanks for letting us hang. We gotta go.
Where's Cadbury?
Did you see where she went?
Did you see? What happened? We must go.
Let's go get the wolf boys.
I'm gonna search for like chocolate footprints.
Ooh.
Aww.
Or like cream footprints.
Great.
Mm. Oh shit.
Is she melting in the sun?
Oh my god, a four.
Oh no.
16.
Is that a thing?
You don't see anything.
She melt
She's
the
like
frog.
You feel a mother's tug.
Oh.
You think you know where she might
I
be.
I think I know where my baby has gone.
Okay.
I'm
going to
ask
the
one of the wolf boys to follow the chocolate trail.
Wolf boys! Sorry we couldn't help with that fight. We're trackers, not fighters. Unless you come into our hut.
Funny wolf boys, last I remember, my brother, Dewey. Chewy! Chewy!
The boys are like, hey, yo, whoa, let me say real quick, let me lay this down for you. The wolf boys may be crazy, we may be animals, but we respect everybody.
Wolf boy, whoop, whoop.
Wolf boys is an open institution. Anybody can draw, we don't care. Yes.
Wolf boys, would it help you
we
if
We gotta
I...
get a wolf girl in here, and they start talking.
Yes, that's a great idea. That's we a gotta great follow. Idea.
Belfast pulls some chocolate out of her cloak. It's like, wolf boys,
they all go,
would it help for you to eat some chocolate so that you can follow the chocolate trail? I have chocolate here for you if you'd like to eat some chocolate.
We can do that because we're not real dogs, we're humans, and we can eat chocolate.
Right.
Let's find a little girl!
Touché.
Follow the wolf boys.
While they do that, I decide to keep my top off because it's acting like a compass for my mother. Feelings. Yeah, it's like I think so, at least.
That's fine.
Okay.
Are the wolf boys going in the same direction as you or not?
I don't know. Are they?
Well, you're following. Yeah, there's kind of almost like this similar.
Okay. Who's in the lead? Because you told me I was feeling this, so am I correct?
Yeah, so while they were being fed chocolate, you started heading towards your destination.
Great. I'm coming, Cadbury. I'm so sorry. Such a fucking screw up.
Oh.
And as you go down Serious. Into this valley, and you come up over this hill, and you see Cadbury standing there.
Cadbury.
With Count Crunchbar. Her uncle, holding her hand.
Cadbury!
Oh!
Step away from that man!
I'm her uncle. Count Crunchbar.
She's my child!
He's in a very nice, blue, superly fitted suit.
Only suited?
Super suited?
And a cape.
It's only Griselda there? Or Griselda
the moment,
there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for helping my niece. My brother and most of my family have perished.
How am I supposed to know that you're related to her? You don't look like, nothing like her father.
I'm her uncle, but I'm not blood related.
Well, then she's not blood related to me, and I'm her mother now.
Okay, Chris.
I'm actually... Chris. Yeah, so now you're coming over.
Do we get there?
You guys are coming over.
Yes. She's my child.
Chris.
I've never loved anything in my life, and I love a child.
Chris, think about the quest that we are going on.
What quest? Fuck it, my sister's a bitch.
It is no place for a child.
What? Your sister?
Are you related?
Wait, what? What is that?
I pull out my sword and I'd be like,
whoa.
Do it, Prince.
I'm made with thee. And you are the witch.
Run her through.
I cut her tongue.
Hey, what if we put the weapons away and discuss?
No.
I'm not.
Let's de-escalate.
Let's escalate even more.
I cast de-escalation.
Roll a d20.
I cast something to counter that.
Uh-oh.
Both of you roll d20s.
12.
Oh, shit. 2.
Oh.
14. Oh, so, you guys shoot. And again, appearing out of nowhere is me.
Who are you?
Is your name Dope?
No, my name's Cameron, but this is my hat.
Oh.
Who made this hat? What made it named? Is...
I got it at Ross.
Even I've heard of Ross.
You have strange clothes, Cameron, with this plaid and these giant letterings on your head.
You should know you've been part of a transdimensional cross rip caused by the inadvertent collision of two opposing kinds of magic.
Wow. So, what does that mean?
Well, you're here now.
Her.
Whoa.
No. What'd you do?
No.
She's a witch. Is that a candy man?
Yes, this is
his tenth account. His niece now on his shoulders. We're gonna go.
He's stealing my child. Help.
Quick. Cameron from the land who was aided with Ross.
Yeah.
Help.
Who?
Okay, I need some context.
I throw him another sword. I have two swords. One.
Catches it. What do you want me to do?
You seem to be noble. You seem to have ways and knowledge beyond our comprehension.
I try.
So wise.
He's kissing your ass. This is a person that murdered a candy person. That poor little girl's father. And she's my daughter.
I have to for the kingdom. For my kingdom and for a better kingdom of the Duncan Crane, Cadbury Cream Kingdom.
He's drunk with power.
I'm gonna go.
Yep.
I'm gonna go.
You keep that sword.
I'm gonna try. Can one of you send me home?
Let me give it a shot.
Actually.
Uh-oh.
If you would like, I have a spell that I've been working on.
She's gonna try and kill you.
Necromancer.
It would kill you in this world.
Okay.
It would kill you in this world, but it would transport your soul back to your own.
You should kill me.
Yes.
If you guys don't trust me and I don't have my daughter...
Let me send this guy
back,
and then we can finish this.
Roll a d20.
Wait, God, no, I can do this spell.
I'm also going to roll a d20. 15.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Don't worry. This is the first time that I've done this, but I've listened to a lot of other people, and I've watched videos somehow.
Crystal ball.
I've watched visions in a crystal ball.
So what are you trying to do?
I'm going to kill you in this world and then take your soul back to the world that you came from. It will be a type of reincarnation. You will then kill somebody else and take over their body. Good luck.
No! Wait!
So you do
powerless to stop her.
And Cameron's body falls.
And then his soul opens a rift. I'm trying to help you live, dude.
18.
Okay,
it opens a rift. Your soul goes through the rift, and you inhabit a person, a very, very rich person.
I inhabit Tony the Tiger. Yeah. I now am the owner of a giant cereal company, and I have fuck you amounts of money.
Tony the Tiger.
And they switch with someone on an alien planet, and it keeps on going.
I can now play soccer. I can stay. I'm a big, thick boy. I can still eat sugary cereal and look good.
And now I reanimate the Cameron Husk that's here.
Okay.
For our
roll a d20.
15.
Ooh. Okay, you're able to.
Here is a playmate for you, Prince. This is what you wanted, right?
No.
You gave him a sword and you wanted him to battle with you.
I think you wanted him to murder Grizzly because she said sister and we didn't get any explanation.
Is Cadbury gone?
Yeah, they left with
They're not gone, but you see like they're far enough away that running to them is there in the distance. And as soon as they blink out, you see like the Toblerone family will continue. The timeline is fine. Titles.
Family.
I just can't live like this. Kill me now.
You seem to have empathy, Griselda. More than your sister. Redeem yourself.
What?
Come, help, take us to Grindella and help us save this kingdom.
Yes, usually I am all for death, but I feel like having you alive right now would be the best.
Then you're going to kill me after we kill her.
Oh, definitely. I plan to kill you all.
All right.
What? Come on.
I want
to you need a recommendation from me to get salaried, so you should probably at least let me live long enough to write the letter.
Oh, yes. No. I'm willing for you to be kicking the bucket of natural causes.
Okay.
But great. Great.
I shall have you in the afterlife.
Okay. Sure, I don't care.
Sure, yep.
I'm an organ donor, so you can do whatever.
Oh, that is perfect. That works very well.
Quickly!
All right.
Where to?
Oh, Cameron, the walking corpse dude.
Dope.
What would be the quest that you would like for me to send you on?
As he opens his mouth, bugs come falling out.
Already?
No. This is a language. This means.
Oh.
Yes.
Bugs fly up and they spell.
Yes. Did that say sticks?
What is it?
Oh, sticks. Sticks.
Sticks?
What is
this?
I don't know
what
sticks is rocks. I don't see how that's a quest.
Okay, I know exactly what it says.
Yeah, you're able
15.
Three, you can read.
What does it say?
What does it say?
It says, I wish to go on a quest. I have to pull a sword from a stone. Oh. And I need to find the lake where the watery beak will deliver the sword to me. So I send him off in that direction.
Oh. You got all that from that one word?
Yes. No, it is in bug. Bug is a mover. Yes. I believe that this is a future king.
Oh, yes. But he's, even though he's dead?
Yes. Oh, I really wish that. The dead are people too. We need to stop discriminating.
You're right. I'm sorry.
That's true. Let's go.
Well, all right, let's go.
So you get in the carriage, Bellafont and Jackie flying off. The wolf boys are running underneath as the sun starts to set. It took a whole day, but now you see Griselda's castle. You see the castle of Griselda.
Grindella. There she is, the bitch. She's at the top of the tower.
Oh. The top? Let's get up there.
Family is the hardest enemy.
I'll do it.
We have a flying carriage.
Yeah, but I know this side vine way to get up to the top.
Side vine.
Okay.
I like that. Let's take the side vines.
So you're going to side vine it?
I go side vine.
I'm going to take the flying carriage.
Grindella.
You're going to stay in the carriage.
I'm going to fly up to the top of the carriage.
I'm staying in the carriage.
Great. The party is separated. So you two are climbing these vines.
Side
you're
vining.
In the flying carriage.
Side vine for life.
Yeah. Oh my God. Grindella, why did you hate
Side vine. Oh. It is so difficult. Should I tell you my life story?
After.
It is very short.
Tell me.
My parents were extremely competitive. I used to have two siblings, and we had to fight to the death. It was Seche and Ben, Rhinewater. I used to have them as my companions, and now I no longer do, for I sent them off on their own quest. So I am alone in the world. So I tried to transition other people into death, into their next lives.
I'm so sad.
So get to the carriage and you two are. What are you talking about?
We should be there shortly, right?
Yes, and the time will come. Don't say that. So, what a strange party.
Adventure is adventure. How does the succession work? Does your father have to die? Is he going to abdicate? How are you going to get up there?
No, I'm just going to jump.
No. The throne.
Oh! I'm going to see my father. My father, he sent me on this quest to rid of this evil, and I was too cowardly to do so, but seeing old Martha almost die gave me the courage.
You really sprang into it.
Thank you very much, and I see I do have a calling to be king, and I must kill this witch in order to take over the throne.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good.
You?
Me?
What are you up to?
I'm under contract here. I like solving problems. It's kind of a creative position, you know.
Don't forget to store some money away for when the king collects taxes.
Oh, I've got them. I don't pay taxes.
Oh, what?
Oh, don't mention that.
That's when you guys get the top, just as you two are almost done climbing the vines.
I'm gonna kill her. I promise you're gonna hang out with her in the afterlife and me too, and maybe I'll be able to make up all the horrible things that happened.
Yes, well, it is a natural order of things for siblings to kill siblings. That is the only thing that I know.
And you hear in the room above the screams of young Martha.
No!
Martha!
Young Martha! I rush toward the sound.
Yeah, I do too.
You guys pull yourselves in, or are you pulling yourselves into the window?
Grindella!
Into the window, very nimbly.
You guys get in.
I fashioned a top for her.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know, but...
I had an extra cape.
So you guys get in, you're running down the hallway. These continuous screams.
Martha!
Young Martha! Sounding more and more like
And
Rangers.
As you throw the door open, you see it's your sister who's strapped as young Martha's cutting into her.
Whoa! Consider my blood curdled.
And then young Martha turns with the knife and looks.
No.
Young Martha turns with the knife and looks and goes, are you here to save her?
I guess so.
Not really sure who's the victim here.
Wow, you are strong.
Wait, are you Grindella in young Martha's body?
Oh, yes, it's a good question.
Let's hope not, because I just killed the other body.
My sister!
Oh, and she throws the knife right as you lunge. Whoa. Roll a d20.
My knife is the button. 15. 6.
So you catch the knife.
Ah, you bitch. I'll kill you! And I run thrusting at her.
Hey, young Martha?
Yeah.
Alright, roll a d20.
Oh. 5.
14. Oh. You do that, she moves, and you do land, but in your sister.
Oh! Oh, Grindella!
Oh, this is the way it should be.
I am now the most powerful witch, young Martha! I will live forever! I will rule the land!
I cast Finger of Death at the witch.
What is Finger of Death?
Wait! If it works, she dies.
Wait, before you do that, can we, like, record this somehow? With, like, your... can you, like... So that people believe us?
Okay.
This is
like, oh,
absolutely.
I pull out a...
I cast Record Through Dead Insects.
Oh, good.
All of the insects that are in the castle.
Bug cam.
So then rise to record this to be able to play throughout the land.
So you're going to do
dead insects.
This ghastly green ray beams out from my finger. 17.
6. So you go like that, and it hits young Martha as this green flame goes around her body. And she's like, no! and you just see a skeleton that falls to the ground.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was beautiful. No wonder you're a salaryman.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to look towards the bug camera. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And you're still like...
Oh, my God.
Yes, but as that bitch dies, I start feeling the power come to me.
Okay. So you are related to witch and blood.
She's from the Highlands.
Yeah. Oh. And I do the Meryl Streep turn beautiful thing from
The Last Midnight.
From Into the Into World.
Catwoman? No, wait, that was somebody else.
Oh.
Wow.
This is a completely different way to revitalize yourself after a death.
Really? I feel like I might actually be able to have offspring and be a good mother. Maybe my life will have purpose now.
I think that's the wrong message to send. Like, youth makes that happen, but, you know, to each their own.
Oh, no, I'm just no longer addicted to alcohol.
Oh, that's good, yes. I understand. I appreciate you clarifying.
Can I pull the room? Is this a success?
They're both dead.
I can raise them both up if we want to get their opinion on this.
Oh, no! Okay. We cut to the next day as this, like, victorious music is playing. The four of you walking back into your town. The mayor running out.
Oh, the townspeople.
Yep.
We heard the news. We heard the witch is dead.
She's dead, yes. Ah. And young Martha's mysteriously missing.
As you see old Martha come out, where's my daughter?
We have something to show you.
What do we?
Bugs!
And all the bugs
come into the town and people are like,
ah! I can't wait.
Isn't it just footage of me murdering young Martha? Is that all we have on
tape?
Yes,
that's exactly what it is. It was beautiful. And then there's this mist that comes up and it's rejected.
And it's just horrified. And the mayor goes, you're fired!
Oh, no!
You lost your pension, sir.
No, she was the evil one.
We have no proof of such a thing. You're hired. You got a 401k. Oh,
devious.
This is everything that I've ever wanted.
You'll be back on the net 30.
No.
But don't think you're going to get paid before the 30. And if you try to say anything, we're going to go, hey, but we're friends.
You still owe me my last check for the past 2 weeks.
You're not going to get it.
Oh, come on.
By the way, we're also letting you go. We don't have a budget anymore, but now we've hired this woman.
Cracks up in a kilo of cocaine.
And we built a studio, but we have no budget. Just letting you know. Anyway! I'm the mayor!
That's the announcement, guys. So
the mayor starts leaving.
Belfast throws cracked open cocaine in the air.
And you start hearing, celebrate with us, come on! And there's this barred band playing, and so as the night starts to fall.
My life dream of the past 3 months has come true.
I cast update LinkedIn.
So as you start to do that, we then, at the entrance of the town,
I really fucked it up.
You see feet walking up. Huh? And as the camera pulls up, and we see, as the camera pans up, we see Ollie the Oreo and Abel Kane as they look at each other saying, time to take over some villages. As they walk in, greeted by Chazwick the Left.
No way.
Hello, one says, I am up. As little Oreo stabs him in the stomach, takes the blade out, and goes, you're dead. And that brings us to the end of another blood-curdling Tales of Terror.
Wow.
So we do have an announcement before we do that. I want to make sure everyone gets to do their plugs and say who they are. Markia.
Yes, I'm Markia McCarty. Find me on Twitch and Instagram at Markia McCarty. There is an E in there. Find it. On Mondays, I do 10 candles here at Hyper RPG, 6 p.m. PST. Yeah. I am GMing a conclusion of The Affected.
Oh, so good, dude. She's crushing it on that.
Thank you. I'm doing that. And then also Jessica is part of the cast that is doing that. So I heartily recommend that you join us this Monday for it. I mean,
it's amazing.
God, I'm having such a great time.
Wow.
Good.
I did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my landlord's is actually hiring an exterminator to exterminate all the cockroaches in the building.
Excellent.
So
because of you.
Yeah, it's like the leaving out. Yeah. I've had people sending me cockroach videos because they're like, because we have sounds during it, and they're like, this sounds exactly like the bugs outside. I'm like, because it's real. Because these are real cockroaches.
Stop talking about it.
Yes, please join us. Monday, 6 p.m.
Mondays. Jessica.
I just want to thank everyone for the last time I'm ever going to be asked to a show here. watching this. I really thought this was going to be a great swan song. Really brought it today.
Hit it hard.
For you.
The teeth slap really was...
Yeah. There's a lot of teeth. There's a lot of slapping, and I just, you know, I could have done it without you, chat. So thanks.
That's true.
Lethal. Frankie.
Hey, I'm Frankie G. I'm a friend of people here at Hyper. I'm very glad to be honest. I always love doing Hyper stuff. So great. Find me on Twitter and Medium. I'm Frankie G, baby. That's what it actually is.
Like, oh, nice.
I got both of those.
Yeah.
You all know Matt.
You all know me. But stay tuned because our new show, Hit Points, will be starting up very, very soon. Expected to launch in the next 2 days. Where we're covering E3 predictions and look for it every week, along with Anime Club, which will be back next week, and My Hero Academia. Hero Challenge. So check out all that stuff, man.
Perfect. So here is the announcement, guys. And I saw some people in the chat worried that the show will be going away. It won't be going away. So here's the thing. We're moving some stuff just 1 week because I know we had been teasing that today was going to be the last episode of the volume. We're actually giving it one more week. And then here's what's happening after. So in 2 weeks, we're going to be starting volume 4 of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror. There's going to be some big changes. The biggest change, well, two big changes, is we're now going to be playing with a system. We're getting rid of the two D20s, facing off against each other, and we're going to be playing with the Tales of the Loop system.
Yay!
So you guys have 2 weeks.
Really good. Really good.
Go get this book. It's awesome. A great system. It's super fun. It's also simple, excellent. Which is in the best way. And part of this also, this new system, this new way we're going to be playing the show, it's going to be a little bit more exploratory. We're also going to be having... permanent cast and cast changes. So what that means is Kate, who is so awesome, has been busy and killing it out there. So Kate's going to be leaving the show, but she's still going to be on a bunch as a guest. And Scott will be staying. So now we have a permanent cast also playing permanent characters.
Yep.
So much like Pencils and Parsecs. My mind just went... So
black.
Ten candles.
Yeah. A little bit unlike, different than 10 candles, is 10 candles has volumes. These are going to be the permanent characters. So Hyperforce is another good example. So we're going to be, the show's still going to be called Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror, but we're going to be playing in Tales of the Loop. And the cast is going to be playing permanent characters that you guys will get to know and find out about and kind of build the story along with them. Now to say all that, we're not going to change the incentives too much. We're going to be adding some stuff, but we're still going to have create a character, so don't worry. Wolf Boys, Giant Replacement Baby, and all that stuff is gonna be sticking around.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
But we're gonna be building these characters together. And the reason I say we're gonna be building it together is I can also happily announce the cast as well. Jessica will be joining the show on a permanent basis.
Are you sure?
After all that doomsaying.
I know,
right? I was playing everybody. I'm very excited. My first permanent show here.
Oh, yes. Nice. So very excited about that. Jessica's going to be joining the show. Scott's staying on. And also joining Jessica will be Emily Jacobson.
Yes. Girl.
She's
that
so
girl.
Great.
So that's going to be Emily's first like perma show and Janelle Santa Cruz.
Woo!
So those are going to be, that's going to be our permanent guests. We're still going to have slots for guests that maybe they're not going to be on every week, but we'll have people come on. And Kate's, of course, going to be one of those people. So with that said, that's starting in 2 weeks. So next week, will be the true finale of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror. We're going to talk about, we got to talk after this about how many people we want to have on it, because part of me wants to have the new cast as well as Kate. How many seats can we fit? Maybe a guest or two. We'll see.
We can
we'll just
make it.
Do a big old grand finale. We'll just go crazy with it. But that's going to be the finale, everybody, is next week. And then week after that, we begin Tales from the Loop with Jessica, Emily, Janelle, and Scott, and me GMing it. We're still going to be able to bring characters in. But all that said, really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to you guys getting to know these characters. I think it's going to be a great time. Go pick up the book if you want to learn the rules along with me. And other than that, and then all you need to know is it's role-playing in the 80s that never was.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun. So we're still going to be able to do the kind of one crazy, strange, one-off adventures. It's just going to be with characters you're going to grow to love.
Fucking A. I love it.
So very excited about that. That's going to be in 2 weeks. So pay attention to that. And I think also pay attention to Instagram and things like that, because we might be like doing little, here's the characters we're building and getting you guys pumped and primed.
Yeah, and get your friends to watch these things, because you want them to start watching at the top of it.
Yes.
So that you can follow along and learn to love these characters with us.
Yeah, and the cast is creating the characters. Someone's asking about that. So that's the big announcement. The show's not going away. It's just changing to get a little bit less Tales from the Crypt and a little more Stranger Things.
Love it.
Yes.
Is what we're doing. But it's still going to be the crazy show. You guys are still going to be able to create some crazy characters along with us.
And you're great, Cameron.
Thank you. This is one of the most rewarding things I get to do every week is this show. I love horror. I love comedy. And this is a way I get to do a lot of that kind of stuff. And thank you, chat. Thank you for everything you've been doing. Make sure that, you know, hit up the new cast. Let them know you're excited about the show. If you're excited about the show, let Zach know you're excited, because I think it's going to be really great. We have a lot of fun ideas coming. So as for me, you can follow me on twitter.com/JurassicAlien. Go over there. That's where I'll be plugging stuff. That's where I'll be teasing about the new show. Hopefully that's where I'll be able to say, like, I have an artist for the shirt and stuff like that. Because I still want to make that giant replacement baby shirt and Wolf Boy shirt. So y'all, thank you so much. Please, please, please stick around. We got Pencils and Parsecs coming up next. It's our Star Wars show. They are a big reason for us kind of switching up Blood Curdling, is that we've seen the passion you guys have for those characters that stick around and the stories Bert tells. So if you've never seen it, watch it. It's great. It's great. You can catch up on YouTube. Guys, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next week for the true finale of Volume 3 of Blood Curdling Tales of Dragons!
How was the theme song again?
Blood Curdling.